Yes, Mr. Sean.
Hi, Usman. This is Sean.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Great. I did receive your pictures.
Okay.
I received your pictures, and so what I think we will do, because the repair seems pretty significant, I'm going to take from you what's called the first notice of loss report. Right, so
okay.
This is just, I'm going to get a description of the event that occurred, and then I'll make a report so that the case gets assigned to our claims department, and then a representative from the claims department will reach out to you in about 24 hours. All right, so
I
know that you explained a little bit about what happened earlier, but I may need a little bit more specific information. So your car was parked at the time of the accident, correct?
Yes.
All right. You were not in it?
No, it was night because I was sleeping.
Okay.
And then somebody come hit on the back. Like, it's like hit, and the cargo hit another car was front of me. When I was parking, this car was there.
And so this was last night that this happened?
Yes, last night until 11 p.m. to 6 in the morning, because I go to move the car 6:12.
Okay. Do you think maybe it was a drunk driver?
Yeah, I think so. I think because the way I see some bottles, some drinking bottles, broken around over there. I think I made the video.
And so this occurred at your home address?
Yeah, it's close to my home address. The 5851 Quantrell Avenue. It just closed. It's on the street.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. It looked like you were parked on a side road.
Yes.
What time did you notice the damage? You were awake at 6 in the morning?
Yes, 6:12, because I park at around 11:42, like this. And then I went there in the morning.
All right. Now, did you say that you did have a police report or no?
Oh, no. I called the police. They told me there are no camera over there. I just have to go online and make an online report. And I saw a police guy around over there because there are 7-Eleven. And I see police guy was parking, and I go to him to talk to him. But he just told me like what they told me online. They told me I have to go to Alexandria Police Department and then put an online report. And I go over there, I figure up everything and send them to them.
Is the vehicle in driving condition?
Yes.
Okay. And so it's pretty fair to say that the damage is mostly the front grill?
Yes, the front and a little bit on the back, because it hit on the back too. Is the back hit?
So front grill and back bumper?
Yes.
Okay.
But in the back is not that much.
All right. Most of your usage of the car would be for commuting. That's the primary use.
If? I didn't understand.
No, I was saying that your car is mostly for pleasure and work use.
My English is not that much. I really don't understand what you're saying.
Never mind. I think I've got it on.
Okay.
The best number that you would want to be contacted at would be the same number?
Yes, the same number.
Okay.
Okay. Or someone will call me back or?
Well, yeah, within 24 hours. So I'm just finishing the report.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should I have to say them something if they call me? Because it's not you, I know.
Well, I need some information on the vehicle that you hit as a result of being hit.
Like, what kind of information?
Like, year, make, and model of the car that you hit? Or have you not spoken to the vehicle owner yet?
If I don't? Hello?
No, the question was, you said that when your car was hit, it caused your car to hit another vehicle in front of you.
Yes.
Okay. What's the year, make, and model of that vehicle that you hit?
Oh no, it's not damage. Because it's a higher car. If you see on the picture, you would see it's a higher car. It's like a pickup. Nothing happened to this car.
Okay. And nobody claims that they were, that they saw the accident, right? Nobody was around at the time?
No, I saw an old lady when I went there, and she just told me it happened sometime. And when people parking, some people come hit. But she told me she didn't see nothing. She just told me, like, it's like they call your insurance and then report at the police. That's what she told me. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, so I've submitted the claim, and the next step from here is that basically your claim is assigned to an adjuster.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to contact you at the number that you have listed. It could be before the end of today, but they have a 24-hour window in which they'll contact you. So.
Okay.
Just work very closely with them. They will arrange the repairs for you. And if you are going to be without a vehicle for a period of time, then they will also arrange a rental vehicle.
Okay. So. Like they can tell me to bring the car to them and they give me another car to drive for now before they finish, right?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, but you want to get authorization from the claims adjuster before you... before you tell the body shop that you are going to choose them to perform the work, because you may have to pay out of pocket deductible.
Okay.
So wait until you speak with the claims representative.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, my friend. This is all we can do for now.
Okay.
But I hope that claims adjuster contacts you within the next 24 hours, and it's a very easy process from there to get the vehicle fixed.
I just received an email. It's from you? No.
Not from me, but it's probably an automatic email just confirming for you that your claim has been submitted.
Okay. There are nothing to do over there because I see access to my online account. I need to touch nothing, right?
There's nothing that we do from here except for just wait for an adjuster to contact you.
Okay, no problem.
All right. So they should be in touch with you shortly and guide you through the rest of the process.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.